Hello and welcome to the first of this month's podcasts, where we're focusing on Stress Awareness Month. Firstly, let's debunk one myth. Stress is not necessarily a bad thing. Without this brilliant ability to feel stress, humankind wouldn't have survived. Our cavemen ancestors, for example, used the onset of stress to alert them to a potential danger, such as a saber-toothed tiger. Stress is primarily a physical response. When stressed, the body is under attack and switches to fight or flight mode, releasing a complex mix of hormones and chemicals such as adrenaline and cortisol to prepare the body for physical action. This causes a number of reactions, from blood being diverted to muscles to shutting down unnecessary bodily functions such as digestion. Through the release of hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol, the caveman gained a rush of energy which prepared him to either fight the tiger or run away. That heart-pounding, fast-breathing sensation is the adrenaline. As well as a boost of energy, it enables us to focus our attention so we can quickly respond to the situation. In the modern world, the fight or flight mode can still help us survive dangerous situations, such as reacting swiftly if a person was to run in front of our car by slamming on the brakes. The challenge is when our body goes into a state of stress in inappropriate situations. When blood flow is going only to the most important muscles needed to fight or flee, brain function is minimized. This can lead to an inability to think straight, a state that is a great hindrance in both our work and home lives. If we are kept in a state of stress for long periods, it can be detrimental to our health. The results of having elevated cortisol levels can be an increase in sugar and blood pressure levels. The Stress Management Society use a bridge analogy to approach the topic of stress. When a bridge is carrying too much weight, it will eventually collapse. It is possible to see the warning signs before this happens. The bridge would bow, buckle, and creak. The same principle can be applied to human beings. With excessive demands and challenges placed on our bridges, there may be early warning signs. However, stress can creep up on some of us, resulting in an unexpected breakdown. That bridge collapse in a human being could take many forms. Mental and emotional breakdown, taking one's own life, serious health issues, including cardiovascular disease. The heart is the first organ in the body to experience stress. The number one killer on the planet today is heart disease. And it's no coincidence that as we find ourselves living under higher and higher levels of stress, the incidence of heart disease is increasing. Stress has profound impacts on how your body systems function. Health experts are still sorting out whether stress actually causes cancer, yet there's a little doubt that it promotes the growth and spread of some forms of the disease. Put simply, stress makes your body more hospitable to cancer. Stress can cause a rise in blood pressure. The main cause of hemorrhagic stroke is high blood pressure, which can weaken the arteries in the brain and make them prone to split or rupture. The key message is that we are able to recognize when we have too much demand on our bridge, then we can take action to prevent ourselves from getting anywhere near the bridge collapsing, which thankfully most of us will never experience or see. One of the difficulties with stress is that people experience stress in different ways. This contributes to stress manifesting itself differently. So it would be wrong to overgeneralize when giving advice on how to identify stress in others. However, what we can say is that because stress has negative effects, it will usually manifest itself one way or another. Stress targets the weakest part of our physiology or character. If you're prone to headaches or eczema, this will flare up. If you have low levels of patience or tolerance for others, this will be the first area to present under times of stress. Stress isn't avoidable, but it is manageable. A key action in order to minimize risk is to identify stress-related problems as early as possible, so that action can be taken before serious stress-related illnesses occur. There will be changes in a stressed person. These changes may be emotional, physical, or behavioral, or a combination of all three. So the key thing is to look out for negative changes of any kind. Bear in mind that the negative changes are also likely to have a knock-on effect, for example, reduced performance at work. Of course, we all experience bad days, so we're really talking about situations where people display these negative changes for a period of time, for example, 5 days in a row. Prolonged stress undoubtedly makes people ill. It is now known to contribute to heart disease, hypertension, and high blood pressure. It affects the immune system, is linked to strokes, IBS, diabetes, muscle and joint pain, miscarriage, allergies, alopecia, and even premature tooth loss. This year's theme for Stress Awareness Month from the Stress Management Society is Little by Little. This highlights the transformative impact of consistent, small, positive actions on overall well-being, emphasising how even the smallest steps taken each day towards self-care and stress reduction can yield significant improvements in mental health over time. We encourage you to focus on making manageable adjustments to your daily routine. While the impact of small actions on their own may seem little, the cumulative effect of these habits can end up being profound. Some of these small actions which can lead to big changes are listed here. This isn't an exhaustive list by any means, and it's important to find what works for you. But some examples are connecting with somebody. Are they okay? Are you okay? Check in with your support network. A sense of belonging and community can help reduce feelings of loneliness. Prioritize your sleep. Take small steps to improve your bedtime routine. Wind down before bedtime by minimizing screen time. Lose the tech and create a restful sleep environment. Also, avoid caffeine after 4 p.m. Move in your own way. Get moving the way you want. This could be walking, running, yoga, stretches, or doing some gardening. Just move in a way you'll enjoy, getting those endorphins flowing and let off some steam. Spend time in nature. Take some time out of your day to step outside, get some fresh air, and spend time in nature. This could be eating your lunch outside, weather permitting, of course, or taking a short walk after work. Breathe deep. Your breath is a powerful tool to help with stress reduction and relaxation. Short, shallow breaths can heighten anxiety, so being conscious and taking time to breathe deep helps us to shift into relaxation mode. At this time of year, we are of course just returning from what should hopefully have been a restful Easter break, where you had time to unwind and enjoy some downtime, coming back refreshed. However, if you feel those stress levels rising, and as mentioned previously, it is important to recognise this, then please try some of the examples mentioned to manage stress. Of course, your colleagues will always be happy to support you. Together, we make a difference. Thanks for listening.